102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 546.
I think you're all holding Brewer to a way higher standard than anybody should hold Jim Brewer to. I really do. I mean, he's a comic. He's doing it, and he says
he's not being a comedian. He was telling a story. There wasn't one laugh in the story. Not one. Brian Johnson's friend from AC/DC.
Okay.
He's telling a story. He was in his house, he said.
So you don't think the media has a responsibility to say, I know he said this, let me contact Jim and see if this is all true, or let me contact Brian and let's see if it all happened? You're going to take what Jim Brewer does on his podcast, and you're going to take that, and the media is just going to grab it and run with it? Nobody fact checks anymore? You don't have to fact check at all.
Fact check the guy who was in Brian Johnson's house who said, here's exactly what happened. That is fact checking. Except for talking to Brian Johnson, who he quoted and says, this is what Brian said.
Okay, listen.
Brewer wasn't doing a bit.
Okay.
That's what I'm. And then Brewer, if that was true, then Brewer would say, come on, I'm a comedian. It's all a joke. He didn't say that. He actually backed off it, saying that this is true. Oh, I might have. I feel like he's backpedaling. Like, I expected Brewer to give us the Brian Johnson truth, quote, since he's a friend and was in his house.
Quote, I spoke as a true fan and friend, simply venting as if he was a brother of mine. I hope to see him rock again one more time. Okay. You have to remember, I'm a comedian and a storyteller. I definitely exaggerate, and sometimes I get a little carried away, and this was one of those times.
Ooh.
That's Jim Brewer.
Now he takes all the air out of... Is he legit with the stuff he does in his podcast and his videos? He's not on stage doing a bit talking about his dad pooping his pants.
If any of you choose to take Jim Brewer's podcast as gospel, you got to stop smoking crack. It's Brewer. We know him.
How about the spot he just put Brian Johnson in from AC/DC?
What spot?
He said, Brian Johnson said, that his luggage was delivered by AC/DC, making AC/DC look like complete dicks.
I can see that.
For sending the luggage to his driveway 2 days after he said, I have hearing loss and I want to work this out.
Okay.
I mean, he had quotes. He has all sorts of stuff in there about how the conversation went with the band. And he puts AC/DC or Brian Johnson, either way the story goes, in a bad light.
So
completely. One of them looks like a complete dick or a liar.
So let's just say Brewer screwed up and he went too far with something. Let's just say that.
Right.
The media's got no responsibility to back up a story before they go with it.
But how do you know they didn't contact Brian Johnson and Jim Brewer and they didn't get back to them? How do you know that?
Because they just spit back what he put in the podcast.
But who's to say that they didn't reach out to him? Either one of them.
Because I reached out to Brewer and he's in Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you he's not sitting there taking interviews.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So then you can't blame the media for taking something Jim said.
Of course you can.
With audio as a truthful story.
So if
and blame the media for saying Jim Brewer said.
When a guy actually says and puts himself there as a source, I mean, I don't know, I think that's pretty darn good.
Well, how about the media?
The
media should at least say, we reached out to Brian Johnson for comment, but weren't able to get, you know, something.
Okay. I mean, yeah, there should be follow-up to Brian Johnson, of course.
They're just taking it. They're just taking whatever they get. Nobody bothers to back it up.
They're taking what he said, literally his voice, what he said, as opposed to what one reporter quoted wrong, for example, and repeated that.
That's not bad. This is not hearsay. This is what Jim actually said.
He put himself out there. I was really surprised he did that.
I'm sorry for being the one who just takes anything Jim says with a grain of salt. I mean, we know who Jim is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Listen, do I think he expected this? I don't think he thinks anybody actually listens to his friggin' podcast other than some metalheads, you know, and his comedic fan. I don't know, man.
Well, somebody did, and he told the story of AC/DC and Brian Johnson and the hearing loss and the canceling, and all of a sudden there's going to be new singers, and he said only one sentence. Like, he didn't say it exactly, but he said one part was absolutely true, where Brian Johnson feels a little kicked to the curb. He's depressed.
Right.
Okay.
I can see that.
That's the whole story. The rest of it, though, there's so many details. I don't know why he went on with the story.
You know, the thing is, he goes, and Brian feels like, even though he's fronted the band for 36 years, it feels like a hired gun.
Mm-hmm.
He is a hired gun. Mm-hmm. The whole band is.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that's got a piece of the AC/DC name or anything that has to do with it is Angus and Malcolm. And I guarantee you, Malcolm has, you know, he's not in the decision-making everyday thing and management. Brian's a hired gun in AC/DC.
Right.
Listen, will I go to this show at Madison Square Garden with anybody else singing it? Not a goddamn chance in hell.
Right.
And the fans can all tell Angus to go suck a D and not show up.
Right.
And I think they will. And if I read one more headline about the guy from Crocus, who gives a rat's ass about the guy from Crocus?
That? That's a joke.
And how he turned it down last time after Bond. Yeah, it's a whole thing, man.
Well, like, D said that originally, but yeah.
Well, no.
When we talked to D.
There's an interview with Blabbermouth now that with the guy from Crocus saying, I'm not going to turn it down twice.
You're not going to get it offered twice.
He's like, the guys in Crocus would understand. I'm like, you think? Guys in Crocus.
Sounds like he's making his own news. That's funny.
Crocus.
It's 551.
Shut up.
And here's Ted.
Heading out this morning, some road construction should be winding down.
2.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 556. Let's actually hear Jim Brewer.
Am I really
Brewer,
having heated arguments with the two of you over Jim Brewer's podcast? Is that really what's happening?
Jim Brewer knows Brian Johnson, personal friend, went to his house, told a story. The story is apparently very inaccurate, except for the part about Brian Johnson having hearing loss and being very depressed that he feels kicked to the curb by AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else in the podcast, Brewer is saying, is exaggerated, or what? However he put it in his following statement when he like backpedaled completely.
And it could be.
We thought he was giving us, you know, the story.
It could be completely accurate. And then Brian asked him, do me a favor, I don't need that in the media. Can you retract it?
Mm.
Right? But what I'm saying, and you'll play the clip and I'll get into
it. From what I gather, and I don't have all the information, said that he called and let them know, like, hey, this is what the doctor said, but let's, you know, let's try to figure this out. Let's, you know, see what's going on here. It's not as bad. I don't think it's as bad as he says it is. And literally, like, the next day in the press, it was Brian Johnson tour canceled. He's losing his hearing.
Stop.
Then he's like, you know what?
From what I gather, and I don't have all the information.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, that's the part so far that's true. It's so the part after this that might be that's the problem.
Okay, but right there, if you're the media, instead of just running the story, why are you not hearing, from what I gather, I don't have all the information, and then going to get all the information before you print it?
Mm-hmm. Continue the call.
I would really like to finish and do some shows, and I think we can knock this out. And then all his luggage that he ever toured with showed up in his driveway. There's been no calls, no how's your hearing, how's your health, what's going on. Boom, here's your nice to know you.
From what I gather, and I don't have all the information. And then, what does he say? Remember, I'm a comedian and a storyteller. I definitely exaggerate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it right
but he's not saying it at that moment.
No, not at all.
He's telling this story as if he spoke to Brian Johnson.
No, like, he's saying, and I don't have all the information.
Fine.
So,
but then he goes on to tell a bunch of...
All right.
But then how can he make up that AC/DC sent all the luggage to his house? If that's not true, like he backpedaled from all of that
because it could have just been like what it felt like, and then my luggage showed up or whatever it is. It could have been a euphemism. Listen,
except
I'm not
going to
defend Jim Brewer. I'm just saying the media should have just called Brian Johnson and said we reached out for Brian Johnson. At least put something at the end of the story and not take it as fact because Brewer said it.
Yeah. Well, either way now, I mean, I'm friends with Brian Johnson's stories because he just totally screwed Brian or screwed ACDC.
And I'm sure he won't tell anymore I'm friends with Brian Johnson's stories.
I don't think so. He stepped in it.
Yeah. So what?
It's 102.3 WBAB.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. Of course, last week we heard about AC/DC and the shows that are canceled, including The Garden in April, and that because Brian Johnson's hearing loss, they were going to have to not have him sing, and so they would try to get a new singer. And that was big news for AC/DC to even say something like that. And comedian Jim Brewer went to visit Brian Johnson at his house. Brian's wife picked him up and brought him there.
So, you know, Brian lives in Sarasota, Florida. So
right.
Jim's been down there for spring training and stuff.
Right. So he went to visit Brian and sat with him and put out a podcast saying what Brian Johnson told him. And since he put that out, he has also then put out a statement saying, listen, I'm a comedian,
no,
I exaggerate, and he backpedaled from the bulk of what he said.
What Jim said was his interpretation of it, you know.
Here's a... Oh, good morning, B.A.B. What's going on? You got a feeling on Brewer, if he's credible or if you care or what?
Yo, not only is Brewer going to be doing this with AC/DC, but he's going to be the closer for the Mets this season.
There's a good chance.
Hey!
Right now, the only thing that dude is catching is coconuts.
Guy's got to be kidding me. Brewer's a comedian.
Right.
Comedian. He says funny
You know?
What it is.
He's sitting there and he's trying to stretch and he's trying. Did he maybe go too far this time? He might have. But I don't hold him responsible. He's just doing what he does. He's being he's not like on broadcast radio. He's doing a podcast. Who takes these podcast things seriously in the first place?
It's like people watching The Daily Show for their nightly news.
Exactly. Or us, for that matter.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you listen to the audio, we'll play another clip next. You can just listen to Jim tell the story, and then you decide if you feel like he's telling the story like he was there and he talked to Brian, or he's making it up. 102.3 WBAB. Number one rock station, Roger and JP, 609. If you search Jim Brewer and AC/DC, you'll see a lot of hits from Jim's podcast. Jim Brewer, of course, comedian, but also friend of Brian Johnson, lead singer AC/DC, who recently found out he has extreme hearing loss and shouldn't tour. But anyway, he tried to work it out with AC/DC, and the story Jim told on his podcast, it sounds like Brian Johnson's depressed. He's at home. He's not really leaving the house and feels kicked to the curb. And there was stories about luggage and stuff. So here's a clip to see. I mean, just listen to Jim tell the story and see what you decide. If he's telling, like, a comedian story, if he's just telling his truth, or, you know, what he's doing.
Brett, just do me a favor. Before you play the second clip, just play the very beginning of the first clip you played before.
From what I gather, and I don't have all the information.
Stop.
He said that called.
Now move on. Okay. From what I gather, and I don't have all the information.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen.
I said, don't you talk to the band or anything? He goes, it's not what you think, man. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I can't wrap my head around that. And the day I was there, he said, I had a conversation with Angus, and he is just like, he doesn't speak. Yeah, that's what he says. He said, well, I it sounds like you're preoccupied, but I just want to let you know I'm here. I don't know if I can do every show, but I'd really like to do whatever shows I can. He goes, and there's no answer. And he goes, and from what he understands, he feels like he heard from someone. They already hired somebody. It just hasn't been announced yet.
He heard from somebody.
He's saying that Brian Johnson said to Jim Brewer that Brian Johnson heard this.
Right.
Brian Johnson is telling Jim Brewer, and Jim Brewer is speaking as Brian Johnson.
So, but he was also saying that Brian Johnson said he heard from somebody that they might have hired somebody and it hasn't been announced.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what, but my whole point when I even brought this up to talk about on the air this morning was that the media just takes it for gospel and doesn't back up the story, because in the Daily News, what does it say under a picture of Brian Johnson? Brian Johnson told Jim Brewer that AC/DC already had a new singer. No, that's not what happened. Brian Johnson said he heard from somebody that they might have already hired somebody. He heard that they might have.
Mm-hmm.
And that all came after Jim says, I don't have the facts, but...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All the facts.
I don't have all the facts, mm-hmm. but...
But so, he also said, I went to his house and sat with him and talked to him, and he said...
Okay.
Before he said that, he said, you know what I mean? Like, but it's hard to parse it up so much, but he put the story out there in his podcast what happened between Brian Johnson and AC/DC.
And again, the only reason I brought it up is this. You don't think the media has a responsibility that before they go to print or before they put a story out there to fact check, to go to at least make the attempt to go to Brian,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of the story said, we tried to back this up with Brian Johnson, but mm-hmm. he was unable. We couldn't get a comment. Unreachable for comment. At that, at least it covers themselves. Nobody's even doing that. They don't even care anymore.
Well, they...
Like, there's
they
not
are...
even an attempt to have, you know, journalistic integrity. And
Jim's
I get it.
Brian
it's an
AC/DC Johnson.
Story. It's not a presidential story or anything
Jim's
like
not
that.
Brian Johnson, but he put himself out there as the next best thing. He was in his house and talked to him, and here's what he said.
And
that's legit source.
What he said is, I don't have all the facts, but...
Mm-hmm. And then he told a story, but he's backpedaling off it so much because he screwed over either Brian or AC/DC, and I think he realized
But when you start the conversation by saying, I don't have all the facts, but everything mm-hmm. after that is hearsay. Everything after it.
Well, then Jim should say that, because he didn't. Jim says,
listen,
I got
to
backpedal, you know, whatever. I mean, he's totally backpedaling. You can tell he screwed up.
He's saying right here, you have to remember I'm a comedian and a storyteller. I definitely exaggerate sometimes and get a little carried away, and this was one of those times. He is doing that.
He wasn't telling it like that. He wasn't telling it like that.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can listen to it and see for yourself. It's Brewer telling a story to the guy on the other end of the phone, and he put it out as his podcast and put it out as, here's what happened. I mean, that's what it feels like.
Who cares?
And that's what it sounded like. So AC/DC fans, you know, heads up when you listen to it. I guess take it with a grain of salt, because now Jim has backed off the story. I mean, that's what he did. It's 6:13. Time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Heading out this morning so far here, just our normal traffic starting to build westbound, the LIE on the northern as you make your way.